It's like tissue testing these days. You know, you need to have a new person to try out the same ideas. I realized that actually there's not too much information about testing to children. So many books for different angles of professionals, you know, testing this, testing that, but not really for testing for children. So for adults who are testing professionals, this is actually the thing to do. Try to read and notice these small analogies. I don't explain why the dragon is black. So you can try to find the analogy and think why is it black.
Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed. My name is Richie and I have another episode from the TestCon 5 conference from Mauritius. My guest was Kari Kakkonen. He was one of the first guests of this episode. Maybe you remember his talk about software testing leadership. Today we talked about his book that explains software testing with dragons and knights. Why dragons are defects and knights are testers, how children reacted to the story, and why a 12-year-old girl now wants to become a tester. That's all you hear in this episode. Enjoy! And one more thing before we go on. Over the last 25 years, I've seen a lot of testing projects. Some went great, some went sideways. And the difference was rarely the tooling. It usually came down to a handful of things teams got right or didn't. So I sat down and wrote them up. 7 success factors for software testing. It's a free ebook and it's now available in English too. And it's not just something to read on the couch. It's a workbook with exercises so you can check where your own project stands on each factor. If you want to have a look, you'll find it on tul.fm/ebook. The link is also in the show notes. And now, have a good one and enjoy the episode. Hello, Kari. Great to have you on the show here.
Hello, Richie. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
It's a great place. We are now on Mauritius here at the TestCon conference. So we meet everywhere except Germany and Finland.
Yeah, seems like. Yeah. Conferences around the world.
Yeah. But it's okay. And we've thought about what can we talk about because you have so broad knowledge and so long time being in testing. You put out a book about dragons.
Yeah.
And
I did.
It's published in different languages. And at what?
5 languages at the moment.
5 languages.
Yeah. Finnish and English, French, German, Polish.
Oh, it's like Harry Potter.
Almost. Maybe not as big success. But yeah, I think it's getting there.
Yeah. But what was the story behind it? Because I cannot get the dragons into quality.
And it's a good point. It started when I wanted to write a book of my own. I didn't quite know which one it would be, how I would turn around. And then I was thinking that... what is there which is not really explored yet? And I realized that actually there's not too much information about testing to children. So many books for different angles of professionals, you know, testing this, testing that, but not really for testing for children. And then I was thinking about, so how could I convey a message of testing for children? It needs to be a story. It needs to be an interesting story. It needs to be something that they want to pick up. So when a book that they want to pick up. So when I was thinking, okay, can I make it even more interesting? Can I maybe combine my own passions? And so what do I like? So I actually like fantasy stories quite a bit. And in many fantasy stories, you have knights and you have dragons and they are battling. So I was playing around with this analogy and then I was quickly able to find a few possible angles. It could be like that. Dragons could be good guys or bad guys, but that didn't really work when I was playing it with the idea verbally with some children. Yeah. But then I tried, how about if dragons are defects?
Yeah.
And so who is going to find those dragons or battle those dragons? That would be knights. So knights would be then testers and developers. So around that key analogy, I was then able to build a whole world of fantasy.
Yeah.
Where anything that you see is actually an analogy of our ICT world. Yeah, okay. Different kind of dragons, yeah. Different kind of defects,
yeah.
Different kind of knights and people and villagers, lords and ladies. Yeah. They all have their place in trying to ensure good quality, you know, do software testing, remove defects, build better software,
yeah.
All these things. So, it was done like that.
Sounds fascinating, not just for children, just also for adults too.
Yeah, it is indeed a good intro book for testing for any ages. Actually, I like to say it's for ages from 9 to 99.
Yeah.
Like we say in games.
Yeah,
it actually works.
Yeah.
Of course, most of the readers are probably children and adults who like to explain how it, you know, what testing is to their kids, and also teachers who want to, you know, bring software testing and as an extension the whole IT and coding and testing all of that into their schools and into their classes. So it's also been used there.
Ah, that's great. And not to spoil it too much, but can you give us some examples? What does the storyline in the book?
Yeah. So mainly there are two kids, a girl and a boy, who are finding these interesting things happening, finding dragons, and then suddenly there's also a knight, and then they start getting enthusiastic about, they also want to help the knights, and you know, they want to help find different dragons and get rid of them, or even make friends with dragons, whatever, but you know, so that the dragons wouldn't be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, and then the story grows bit by bit. They meet different kinds of dragons, and of course, as a reader, then when you read a book every now and then, so roughly every page, once every page, there's a explanation. As a text box,
yeah.
So you see it's a separate thing as a story. So okay, what just happened in previous half a page was like this.
Yeah.
So you saw the green dragon, and that would be the usability defect, and you see this particular knight, and that was a tester with particular skills like that and that. So it's always explained out.
Ah, okay.
You know, really spelled out. This is how it is.
Yeah. And on which parts of the software testing, software quality, did you focus in the story?
Well, it's actually sort of everything. everything. So the book structure is that every chapter is a different kind of a quality attribute or defect.
Yeah.
So there's a functional chapter, there's a performance chapter, there's usability chapter, a security chapter, and so on. So we actually go through, I was thinking about Kim Kaner's famous bug taxonomy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the different bugs or defects that they are? And I was going through that. I was checking, okay, that is covered now. Next chapter, okay, I'll take that defect covered. So in that way, I was able to cover all. I skipped a few, but most of the defects in his classification of bug taxonomy. So it covers everything in a way.
Yeah.
It doesn't talk about test automation or AI too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so not everything in that sense. It hints into these special things, but so I'm leaving something for second version.
Yeah, you can upgrade it.
Part in the series of whatever.
Return to the Dragons or something.
Trilogy of I don't know how many parts.
Yeah, great. And did you get any feedback from young people they read the book?
Yeah, I did. I look for it because I wrote it iteratively, as I mentioned. Even the idea, I tried with some children. So I had four different rounds. So first chapter round, then one third of a book, two thirds of a book, and a whole book.
Mm-hmm.
I was always looking into different people, so I would hear fresh ideas. It's like tissue testing these days. You know, you need to have a new person to try out the same ideas.
Yeah.
So, but I was able to talk to lots of people, and I found also adults. So I found teachers, I find testing professionals, I find non-IT people, and also children of different ages. Yeah. And so, yeah, they all read what I had so far and gave nice feedback and encouraged me that this is a good path.
Yeah.
And I, of course, I needed to change a few things.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest change was to actually make it the full storyline.
Yeah.
Because originally, with different chapters, they're slightly separate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mostly they had these two kids all the time there. But on a few chapters, I had to make the analogy, I had it done slightly different. But I needed to redo those so that I could make it a continuous story where you can have these, you can see these two children all the time.
I can imagine that young people, they give very hard feedback. Very honest one.
They do. They do. But then you get this nice feedback as well. So somebody says that I never want to do that. Yeah. It sounds boring. Oh, it's fine. It's not to everybody. But then somebody else, especially remember this girl, which was maybe 12, at the book fair where I was showing my books, and she came around and look at the book back, background, and then lifted through a little bit, and she actually said, just based on that, and her mom was there, but, I want to buy this book, and you know, it seems so interesting that I want to do it for profession.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's pretty good first impression.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's a good way to inform about software testing, because software testing is still in the, when we look at the school or university part, a very, very niche format. It's not that established as we needed it. Yeah.
It is. And even in Finland, where we have in the curriculum that government dictates, you have to cover these things. Mm-hmm. Then the teachers have the freedom of how they cover those things. But the coding is mentioned there. Mm-hmm. So all of through elementary school, all the way up to high school, you actually need to teach more and more coding.
Yeah.
But it's always coding. There's nothing about testing. Mm-hmm. But of course, as an extension, many teachers think that, okay, and they understand you need to test and not only code. So they actually have taken this and use it as part of their classes of different nature. So yeah, I was quite happy. And actually, when the Finnish and English edition were published together, pretty much at the same time, same year, I organized a campaign of a donation campaign where companies and associations, so including many ICQB boards, actually, they were able to purchase pre-order these books. And then after that campaign was done and the English and the Finnish versions were available, they would donate these to local schools.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So in Finland, I took care of donations myself. So I distributed, we donated books to about 50 schools. And then in different countries, the different ICQB boards did the same for some local schools.
Yeah.
So that is pretty cool. And to me, it culminated in handing a what I call certificate of donations into the Minister of Education in Finland, and so she accepted that and also one copy of a book, of course, and gave a great thanks about helping and grow our children into a better future.
So, yeah. That's a great idea. And do you have any plans to make it an audiobook too, or a film or something like that?
Maybe. And yes, I did. So I hired Adrian Sell to create illustration, but would be possible, simple enough that would make it a 3D character in a movie or cartoon or something like that. So then I was thinking what kind of illustration it needs to have. Of course, it needs to have illustration, but what kind of illustration? So I was then choosing a style with Adri that it needs to be like this. It needs to be something that could later, if everything goes nice, it could be a movie or it could be a cartoon.
Yeah.
So that's why the dragons are fairly simple. They look very nice. They are exactly what I envision. I can't draw that well, but Adri can. Yeah. So we also very iterated. So how would you like to see this? And maybe like third iteration of what she draw was like, this is what I want. So let's do it like this.
Yeah. Yeah, and we just mentioned a few topics which could be in the next version or in the next for the trilogy. What, do you have also test automation and AI and other topics you want to put, would you put in into the next issue of that book?
I think next one would also be about different techniques and heuristics, because now it's a little bit of explaining testing types, really. Yeah. So you have quality characteristics, and then you have related testing types, and that's really what it is.
Yeah.
So how do you exactly find security defects? So there could be a whole chapter about security testing techniques that could be in the next edition. So I think it's techniques, automation, and AI.
Oh, that's interesting how you will map that to the dragon story.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, and you mentioned adults earlier, so so something I was trying to do all the time was exactly carry the analogy all the way through a book. So not everything has been spelled out in these text boxes.
Yeah.
So for adults who are testing professionals, this is actually the thing to do. Yeah. Try to read and notice these small analogies.
Yeah.
So I give a hint, which I often give in a conference talk, also today, I think.
Yeah.
There is a black dragon. I don't explain why the dragon is black.
So you can
try to find the analogy and think, why is it,
okay.
is it black?
Yeah. So now we have the open question for the community.
Yeah,
sounds great. Kari, thank you very much for this insight into the book. We will link it in the show notes. So it's in 5 languages, so a lot of people can read it and maybe hear it in the future.
It is an audio already. In English, we have audio book as well.
Great. We will link that too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the conference here.
Yeah.
And see you soon.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you.